The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Some of the allegations could be criminal. I'm pleased that the IG's report references potential criminal charges. Certainly what was done is dishonest. It is imperative that the VA act to ensure accountability throughout the system. Secretary Shinseki is immediately adopting and implementing the recommendations of the report.
Nancy Pelosi jumps on the bandwagon. Man, oh man, but not fast enough. I think there is no pussyfooting around it. The VA secretary has to go. What say you, America? Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Let me throw out the digits right at the top. 855-266-5283. Maybe it's a layup at this point to say it, but we've been all over this right from the very start anyway. How can you ask people to serve in a voluntary military and then treat them so shabbily when they come back and need our help the most? Feel like your appendix is going to explode? I hope it can wait for another 3 months. Maybe we can get you in then. Geez, your head's not right. You saw some awful things and somehow survived, but five of your friends didn't in Afghanistan. We'll try to get you to a head shrinker as soon as possible. It's not right, and the VA was established for a specific reason, to help those veterans coming back in all kinds of different states, both emotionally, mentally, and physically. By the way, the veterans who have served in all of our wars, counting on the VA, counting on getting health care when they walk in the door, but they can't even get there. So not surprisingly, you have 79 Republicans, 34 Democrats saying it's time for a change. General Eric Shinseki should resign as the Veterans Affairs Secretary. What happens into the weekend? How long does it last? I don't know how he holds this off. And if he doesn't resign, the president needs to let him go. Just simply ask for his resignation. That's what has to happen. With that many senators, that many House members on board, we've got this running count. The running count shows that it's not in the favor of Shinseki. His time is up. And the Democrats, you know, you have Al Franken, who's saying later, Kay Hagan, North Carolina. You have Tim Kaine in Virginia. You have Gene Shaheen in New Hampshire. And then with the Republicans, McCain, McConnell, Portman, Rubio. I mean, it's a layup at this point. Veterans deserve better. We need an immediate end to this nonsense, and we need to just roll up our sleeves and work on what can we do to get the care to the people who need it. We're paying for this, right? I realize there have been cuts. There have been things that have happened in the past, but you just can't tell me of 1,700 vets that were impacted the way they were in Phoenix, and it's okay to keep the person in charge still in charge. No. People on that waiting list, especially that really needed the help, didn't get it. And that is not any consolation. There's no consolation you can offer, even with the resigning, the forced resignation of the VA secretary. How does it make anybody feel who lost a parent, who lost a husband? It's wrong. He bears the ultimate responsibility for any of the misconduct during his tenure as the head of the VA. So the interim report from the Inspector General did confirm that the problem of neglect and mistreatment are worse than the initial allegations that shocked us all. Listen, a tip of the cap and thank you to Shinseki for the military service. He lost part of his foot in Vietnam. But there has to be accountability. So it's time to stop pushing it off. It has to happen now. We can't wait on this. They're not doing anything, the White House. Other than saying we're going to wait, cross our I's, dot our T's. We've already done that. And I'll tell you what, the secretary looks stunned. He looks like he has no idea as to what's going on. I mean, he has at this point realized this means the sign is there in front of you. You have to say goodbye. You have to say goodbye. And that's it. Bottom line. Let's see what happens over the weekend. The clock is ticking as we go through the weekend and into Monday. But the course of action is very, very clear. Don't you think? Coming up in this hour, if you want to throw in your two cents about what the VA needs to do, and maybe it's more about let's just give them cars, we've talked about this before, and have any veteran be able to go into any hospital that they want to. Can you imagine? It's a brand new policy. It's a brand new day. You may have a different solution, but so, certainly there has to be something that can be done immediately to ease this problem. Also, we're going to talk about the fallout from the Ed Snowden interview. And has his popularity risen? When I say popularity, because there are sort of two camps here. Team traitor and team hero. And I think team hero might have gotten a few more converts after what he told Brian Williams on NBC. So we'll talk about that. Coming up next, it's about the numbers. Everything goes back to numbers. We can count. I'll give you a number to warm you up for it. 111. What do you think 111 stands for? It's the postseason wins for the Spurs. The big three still there. The old men of the NBA. Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili. The most of any trio, believe it or not, in basketball history. The most of any trio. 111. That's crazy. And I think if you ask most people, they would start reaching for the Chicago Bulls, maybe. But you had different players on some of those Jordan teams. And then you had Jordan, who wasn't on the team for a while, if you remember. But I think that number is staggering. Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Michael Cooper had 110 wins, by the way. But the record belongs to San Antonio. So when we come back on the flip side, you know what we're talking about. Oh, yes, indeed. By the way, Game 5, they shredded. And I'm saying they shredded the Thunder, 117-89. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone,
All right, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, hanging out with all of you across this great country. You can certainly throw in your two cents, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. The one story that I want to mention that we've talked about a lot, in case you missed it earlier, is this Islamist extremist fighter, an American who carried out a suicide bomb attack in Syria, and I'm serious, is a guy who grew up in Florida, and now you've got a lot of people who are claiming how wonderful this is, that America is involved in the revolution, radical Islam. Wow. Just what we didn't want to hear. Abu al-Ameriki, which stands for al-Ameriki, is American, and he was among a group of Americans that they were supposedly keeping tabs on since they went to Syria a couple of months ago to join extremists in the fight against the government. It's been all over YouTube. The American martyrdom from the front is what they're calling it. And everybody was screaming in the streets, "Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar." 17 tons of explosives, including artillery shells. One of the, that was the biggest truck that was detonated, and that's the one that he had. So clearly he was involved. and their Islamists are just praising him. All right. how about Sneaky Pete Gonzalez? I think this is one of our good friends in Texas. Maybe Dan. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, baby. I knew I was going to be next when you played my theme song, Bad to Fall.
That's right.
Okay, I've been making Nathan hungry, but we'll go into that another time. He probably told you about what I was telling him. Anyway, I agree with you on the card thing. That's the same way it's got to go because they got a union that's in the VA, and they've got just too much bureaucracy. It's just too big of a bureaucracy. It's got to be done the right way, and that's have a card for the veterans can go for anything. Anything that they want, and they're covered, and we'll take care of them. I mean, we owe them that. How much would you pay for somebody else to die for you? That's what you're doing.
Yep.
And these people have put their lives on the line, been disfigured, been injured, had their whole lives ruined. And then when they come back to be treated like second-class citizens is absolutely appalling. I hold the president responsible for that. And speaking of our president, his Justice Department just released 36,000 illegal aliens. I know you know about that. I know you know about that.
Yes.
And out of the 36,000 that was released, we've already had 1,600 murders. We've had rapes, robberies, assaults, carjackings. Out of all those people, only 5,400 haven't returned to some sort of crime. Out of 36,000. And these are new voters and new citizens if he has his way. These people have violated our law by breaking into our country to begin with, and then they committed crimes in our country to begin with, and then they got released for the crimes that they committed, and they've recommitted new crimes. Enough is enough!
I know, and we knew this was going to happen, didn't we? It was
absolutely
so predictable.
You and I both spoke about it.
Yes! And look what happened. It's wrong.
Okay, wrong. I'll let you go. I love you, and I'll talk to you later, babe.
All right, you have a great weekend. So, you know, it's funny because Dan there is talking about shocking numbers that we talked about before, and then he adds to it by telling you what, as a result, happened, which is not a stunner because we knew that this was going to happen. How can they be that stupid? They can't be that stupid, can they? Well, I'm answering my own question. Why do that and realize what the Pandora's box that you're opening up on the American people? Crazy. All right, speaking of numbers, it's time for We Can Count. Money. How about $2 billion for a basketball team? Can you imagine writing that big check? Steve Ballmer probably will write that as long as the NBA signs off on it and Donald Sterling doesn't get in the way. Officially, he's been banned from the Clippers and fined and all of that. But it's not official, the vote to boot him out, although that's supposed to happen on the 3rd. So that all happens. I guess it's looking that way. Steve Ballmer, who used to be the CEO of Microsoft, has a lot of money. $2 billion. What's $2 billion to own the Los Angeles Clippers, who are on the move? They have some good players, and lately they have been exciting to watch. They will never be the Lakers, however, which is the number one team, win, lose, or draw, in Los Angeles. It's all about the purple and gold, so the Clippers will never, ever be the Lakers, no matter how much they win. $2 billion is a lot of money to pay for a sports team. The last basketball team sold for 4 times less than that. Is it worth $2 billion? It is Los Angeles. And they jack the price up, so we'll see what happens ultimately. All right, this is frightening to me. Frightening because I've been there. When I was a kid, I had this thing about going into the tallest buildings in the world. Well, in the country or near the country. I went into the CNN Tower in Toronto. Of course, I've been in all the New York buildings from the Empire State Building on down. And the Sears Tower, which is now the Willis Tower. And then they started this strange thing. They had this box that you could go into there, a clear box. Where it was like it was right there on the side of the building. And when you stepped into one of the, they call them ledge boxes, when you stepped into the ledge box, you could see for 50 miles across four states. So they had like a protective coating on the glass. The protective coating on the glass cracked on Wednesday. They say the visitors were never in danger. Never in danger. Really? If I was sitting there in that box and that protective coat cracked, I would be scared out of my mind. I mean, are you kidding? And there were a bunch of people that were in the box naturally at the time. They heard a strange noise. They looked down. They could see the cracking lines going through the glass. So they just jumped off as fast as they could. But they said they were never in danger. Think about that. Visitors can see the street 1,353 feet below their feet. Oh, I think it's freaky. It's freaky to do that. The 50-mile thing is cool. Since 2009, 6 million people have gone onto the ledges, into those boxes, which retract into the tower when the window needs cleaning. So they're doing they did the new protective coating, and it's all installed, and they're telling people, don't worry. The ledges, just in case you were wondering, weight-wise, are designed to hold 5 tons, and the coating keeps the glass from being scratched. Oh, I dare you. Stand in there for a couple of hours and see how you feel. Now, you can just see out the window of the Sears Tower. You don't have to go into the glass ledge and still get an incredible view. I think a lot of people still prefer to do that. Still prefer to do it versus, you know, the other. How about this? When we talk about money, the NCAA basketball, they run basketball. They're the mob that runs basketball. So in 2013, I was looking at this the other day, and I thought, I'm going to bring this up for Weekend Count. The revenue for the NCAA was $913 million. The expenses, $852 million. But that's a cool profit of, by my math, $61 million 2013. Not too shabby, eh? That wraps up Weekend Count.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
This is a segment I like to call Odds and Ends. Yeah, and we've been talking about some pretty heavy stuff here on the show. I thought that I would throw in a few other things that you might find interesting. Some of it kind of a follow-up. One thing you might find interesting is what's going on in Thailand with all of Syria, the stuff with Syria and the Ukraine and so many other hot spots that we've been talking about, and are we involved or what's going to happen, the withdrawal of more troops in Afghanistan, and will we see Hamid Karzai sign the bilateral agreement? How about what's happening in Thailand? The State Department is warning against traveling to Thailand. I just had a friend that went there about a month ago, and this is in the aftermath of their latest coup last week. They're saying ongoing political and social unrest and restrictions on internal movements, including indefinite nighttime curfew throughout Thailand. You might avoid it, particularly Bangkok. And if it's non-essential, don't go there. Oh, wouldn't that be the worst? because Thailand has some beautiful things to see, so Americans like to go there to see what Thailand has to offer, essentially. That it's just mind-blowing, some of it, some of the relics, the ancient history, and the water, and the incredible views, the spectacular views, and the list of what you see when you go there goes on and on, right? But wouldn't it be bad timing if that's when you scheduled you saved up and this is the one time you're going to go there? You're going to get in and out. You're going to go to the spa. You're going to go see some amazing, mind-blowing world treasures, but not so fast. Not when they're telling you that there's coups in the wind and there's a nighttime curfew. Yeah, you don't have to sell me on not going to Thailand. Obama and Clinton have lunch. Is this big news? I saw it all day long. It seemed like everywhere I went, there was some crawl on the TV saying that the president was having lunch with Hillary Clinton. So, wonder what they were talking about. An informal private lunch at the White House. It wasn't on the president's public schedule, but the internal schedule had it on. So, to that I say, probably to talk about what she's going to do and whether she's going to run or not. Or just a catch-up lunch, who knows? Or, geez, thanks, Hillary, I owe you, and I'm going to help you however I can lunch. I don't know. But everywhere I looked, I saw this thing about them having lunch, and I don't know. I don't find that so incredibly unusual. This is pretty cool. If you're a hockey fan, which I bet a lot of you aren't, but maybe a few of you listening to me are, how about the New York Rangers? One win, a one-zip win over the Canadiens Thursday. They're going to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in 20 years. First time in 20 years. And I got to think that I think Los Angeles is going to emerge, not the Blackhawks, and it's going to be a East-West Stanley Cup Finals. I want to see what the ratings are for that. How many people watch that versus, I don't know, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or whatever it is. I don't get people watching that. I'm sorry. Of all the bad TV that you could possibly choose, any of the Real Housewives stuff, Duck Dynasty, I get. Some of the other things I totally get. But the Real Housewives series, man, I don't get it. That's the problem with so much reality TV to me. How about John Daly admitting that he lost $55 million gambling? That seems crazy, doesn't it? I mean, listen, he was betting on all kinds of things, I understand. And a lot of athletes do that. There's something about the juice. But if I blew $55 million between 1991 and 2007, when he said he did an interview. And when he said that he lost all that money, blew all that money, he said, I did it, I move on, I had a lot of fun doing it. And if you break it down, that's only $3 million a year. You know, John Daly he's got some money, but $55 million in his world is still a lot of money. And what kind of things did he blow it on? It's nice to see that the man who has a crazy amount of money, Mark Zuckerberg, the guy behind Facebook, he and his wife dished away a bunch of cash. Priscilla Chan is her name. They donated $120 million to some Bay Area schools, so San Francisco area where they are, which is a good thing. She said that the wife of the CEO of Facebook, Chan, said they felt it was important to invest in the school system where they live, work, and volunteer. And they say that in Palo Alto, they have one of the greatest school districts in the country, but right next door, within walking distance of the house, East Palo Alto has a K-8 system that has some unmet needs in the public school district. Boy, they had to love getting that phone call. Yeah, hello, this is Mark Zuckerberg. Who do I write the check to for the $120 million? What? $120 million? Yeah, we know that you have a lot of needs. That's a polite way to say your school system is crappy and you're in desperate need of a facelift. So we want to give you this great big check. You can, I guarantee you, as ever on the other end, wanted to question, is this for real? Is this for real? This is insane. And if you knew these kind of stories, would you really draft a guy like this as we bounce back to a sports moment? Aaron Hernandez, for those of you who don't know, was a pretty good football player. Highly sought after New England Patriots star. Aaron Hernandez killed two men in a drive-by shooting over a spilled drink at a nightclub. That's what prosecutors are saying. And they said this in an arraignment of the former Patriots star on murder charges. Wednesday's court appearance was the first for Aaron Hernandez since he was formally charged for gunning down Daniel De Abreu and Safir Furtado and wounding a third man in a shooting on Boston's South Side. They say there's no evidence that the defendant and the victims knew one another or had ever crossed each other's paths. Daniel De Abreu, while dancing nearby, accidentally bumped into Hernandez, causing his drink to partially spill. He got angry and agitated, and especially since he didn't apologize. Well, I guess not apologizing led to ultimately his death. What a crazy, crazy thing. Crazy. All right, coming up in our next segment of America Tonight, by the way, we have movies, 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 cheap movie reviews. Ray, how are you doing, Ray?
Oh, just peachy.
I like that.
We hit late spring, early summer here in the Midwest, and it's been a little bit humid, a little bit hot. A little sweaty at work.
But you're surviving somehow.
Yeah, a little bit of Gatorade, a little bit of water.
Good.
$120
million. $120
million. Good for them. Is that his first big donation?
Yeah, he's donated other things, but not to that level, not that kind of money.
Trying to catch up with Mr. Gates.
I was thinking the same thing. You know what, though, if you've got that kind of money, I think that's good if you're donating it out to help. I mean, that'll help that school district, so that's a good thing.
Well, yeah, but the reason I called on this is because you just said, well, because that school district's poor and it's right across the street from the other school district, and I thought, how much that money is going to actually go to the kids?
Yeah, hopefully a lot instead of to administrators.
Well, yeah, you go to start building new schools or something like that, and most money goes to government contractors and bonuses and blah, blah, blah. You know, that's one of those things where you, as individuals, we donate to certain charities and a lot of the money just does not go where it needs to go. It goes to bureaucrats.
Yeah, that's why some charities will tell you exactly where you know, they brag if more, you know, 90% of it goes to actually funnel into help kids or other things. But you're right, Ray. Whenever you donate, you got to really look into that. Thanks, Ray. Stay cool in Missouri. Starting to get that hot weather. We're going to the movies next on America Tonight.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's time to go to the movies. We're starting to see some better movies coming out. Summertime, I've said it a million times, Hollywood earmarks summertime. Kids are getting out of school, so they think, okay, this is it. We got this, and then we got Christmas time, and that's when we're going to release some of these movies. So this is a family movie, if you will. It'll be big in 3D, probably IMAX 3D, real D 3D. It's crazy how many different versions there are. It's a Disney movie, and it's called Maleficent, and the lead role is Angelina Jolie. Take a listen.
I shall bestow a gift on the child.
Before the sun sets on her 16th birthday, she will fall into a sleep like death.
Curious little beastie. Bring her to me. I know you're there. Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Then come out.
Then you'll be afraid.
All the other fairies fly. Why don't you?
I had wings once. They were strong. But they were stolen from me. There is evil in this world. Hatred. And revenge.
Bring me her head.
I call on those who live in the shadows.
Fight with me now. Is it true? You, Maleficent.
All right, so how about that? You know, there's, it's interesting. Angelina Jolie's real daughter is in it for, I think, a small portion of it when she's a child. But Elle Fanning is who you heard a lot of her voice in that. Jolie, of course, the lead role, as I already mentioned, is the witch. And Juno Temple is also in this movie. I think this is going to be a smashing big hit. One, they certainly have pumped it up all over the place. Disney has, so we've seen a zillion spots for it. And this goes to the whole sort of the Snow White kind of theme of the witch, and they've been talking about it forever. This is Kids Out, 1 hour, 37 minutes. It's right in that zone. So we'll see what the box office is like, but my prediction is it's going to be a pretty hot box office. We move from that to something completely different. I'm a huge fan of comedies. I mean, anytime you laugh, it's good. It's good for the soul, right, with everything that's happening, to get some laughter in there. So this is a Seth MacFarlane picture, and it's called A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Oh, hey, look, it's the ice. Why is it so big?
So it doesn't melt. It's actually really interesting how they do it. It's this one company out in Boston that...
Oh, that went south so fast! Oh!
The American West is a terrible place in time. Everything out here that's not you wants to kill you. Angry drunk people. Hungry animals. Outlaws. Oh, the doctor!
I couldn't save her.
She had a splinter. Doc, what the hell were you supposed to do?
I would like to welcome a new member to our community.
Welcome to our awesome town.
What's with this fair?
Every year, people die.
Really?
Everybody hold still.
People die at the fair.
People die at the fair.
Somebody in this town is going to die.
Please don't shoot us on sex night.
You beat this guy at a gunfight, you're going to be a real hero.
He's the most vicious gunfighter in the territory.
I'm going to teach you how to shoot.
I gotta get a running start.
Dude, you really shouldn't drink it, horse.
Aim up.
Get ready. I'm about to shoot a full load at your can.
Shut up.
Keep going.
Oh, no idea.
You've never seen one?
No, I feel like I should have a piece of cake or something.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I know you're here, Stark.
Mila Kunis, Mila Kunis.
Neglect.
Tas
che go ute.
Wow, you look amazing.
I really love that the most alluring fashion today is to simulate a fat ass.
If I was a black guy, this is the meanest trick you could play on me.
A million ways to die in the West.
Maybe the frontier is not so bad after all.
Hey, it's a sweet young couple. Can I interest you folks in a miracle cure?
Holy shit.
All right, so you can imagine a lot of antics mixing in the West with modern times, I guess McFarlane, his version of it anyway. Charlize Theron is in it. Amanda Siegfried is in it, too. And then some other names that you would certainly recognize. Might be a little language in it, although they bleep a lot of that out. So we move to the last one, and this one's in a small release, limited release, but it's going to go wide next week, and it's called The Fault in Our Stars, based on a book.
I believe we have a choice in this world about how to tell sad stories. On the one hand, you can sugarcoat it. And nothing is too messed up that can't be fixed with a Peter Gabriel song. I like that version as much as the next girl does. It's just not the truth. This is the truth.
Hey, make some friends.
Sorry.
My bad.
I'm Augustus Waters.
I've been in remission for about a year and a half.
Maybe you'd like to share some of your fears with the group.
Fears? Oblivion. What's your name?
Hazel.
What's your full name?
Hazel Grace Lancaster.
Why are you staring at me?
Because you're beautiful. So, what's your story?
I was diagnosed when I was 13.
No,
your real story.
I am quite unextraordinary.
I reject that at the hand.
You know, Gus talks about you all the time.
We're just friends.
I hope you realize you're trying to keep your distance from me in no way lessens my affection for you.
Gus, I'm a grenade. One day I'm going to blow up, and I'm going to obliterate everything in my wake, and I don't want to hurt you.
You don't get to choose if you get hurt in this world, but you do have a say in who hurts you.
I am in love with you,
Hazel Grace.
And I know that love is just a shout into the void and that oblivion is inevitable. And I am in love with you. All your efforts to keep me from you are going to fail.
Are you angry? So angry.
You need to break something.
Gave me a forever within the number of days, and I can't tell you how thankful I am for our little infinity.
It's a good life, Hazel Grace.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so that movie is, like I mentioned, based on a book, and it's supposed to be a real tearjerker. You end up going to that, take your tissues, or take, you want to score some points, take your woman to that one, because a lot of women read that book, The Fault in Our Stars. Cheap movie review, if you go, send me one, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.